Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action. Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can? Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. It is Monday, January 8th. Time is flying. Time is flying. And as you prepare for your plan to take over the world and have total world domination and buy all the Lamborghinis you can fit in your 10-car garage, I want to give you some actionable tips that will help you. And I have a surprise. At the end of today's episode, I actually have an exclusive interview with Rupert Puddles. Some of you may know him from social media. It's a very interesting interview, to say the least. But what I want to talk about first is, how important is it that you pay attention to where you get advice from? This is the question. If there's one thing the world does not have a shortage of right now, it is opinions. We don't have information overload on social media and in the newspapers and on TV. In my opinion, we have opinion overload. There's a difference between, you know, truth and conjecture or theory, right? And when it comes to business, there's certain things that are foundational truths. There's really, really good sound advice, and then there's bad advice. And when you're young in business, actually not just when you're young, but no matter where you are in business, if you're trying to get advice to get you from point A to point B, from where you are now to where you want to go, it's really important that you vet the advice, right? Like the information that goes in your head is not all created equal. And if you spend any time on Facebook, you can find that out really, really quickly. It's hard to know who you're talking to and what the real deal is with the person giving you advice. If you go to a Facebook group, then there's so many groups. I run a really cool group called The Growth Vault. It's a great group. It's very positive, and it's centered more around not the technical sides of service companies at all. It's about growth and about the systems and about the architecture of the company and about strategy and tactics and all that stuff, which is why it's really fun. But there's thousands of groups. You go into a group and you ask a simple question, you're going to get, you know, 100 responses from 100 different people, most of which you do not know. You don't get like a Carfax report on them as a CEO, right? Like, wouldn't it be cool if there's a button next to everybody's head on Facebook, you could click it and it would tell you, almost like a Snopes for like, is this person valid? Do they have, are they competent? Are they qualified? Have they done already what I want to do in the future? Are they coming from a place of expertise, or are they just saying stuff because they drink a beer at 8 o'clock on a Monday night on Facebook, right? Like, because you don't know the difference. Like, we don't know. And I said in yesterday's podcast that we're always looking at other people's highlight reels when we go on social media. You know, you only see the good stuff. People don't put on Facebook, yeah, I totally dropped the ball, didn't go to my kid's football game today, and then I yelled at my wife, and I was a total, you know, a-hole for no reason, and yeah, I feel pretty scummy about myself, and, you know, I was supposed to do this thing, and I didn't do it, and then I lied to this guy, and then I did. Like, people do those things, but you don't put those on social media, right? But you can become a keyboard warrior, and you can go into the groups, and you can give all kinds of opinions on stuff. And that makes you feel really good if you're one of these bad people. And unfortunately, the internet is full of these people. So, who are you taking advice from? Who is speaking into your life? Who is giving you the steps that you need? And it's really important that you surround yourself with the right people. You know, the whole cliche, birds of a feather flock together, or you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. That stuff is really true. You'll level up just by being in the right room of people on a consistent basis. You will grow your business more just by being networked in like a mastermind group or something. That's one of the coolest parts about the Automate Grow Sell Bootcamp, is just our private mastermind Facebook group. Everybody that's in there is hungry. They're all the same type of person. When we did the live event at my home in Michigan this last fall, the reason it was so amazing and like transformational, and I haven't talked a lot about that, people were crying their eyes out for 2 days. Like, it was just unbelievable, the transformation. The reason why is because we had the right people in the room. So when you're online or you're reading a book or you're reading a news article, That is you being, quote unquote, in the room with whoever's speaking at you or teaching you or influencing you. So you got to put a lot of effort and thought into who's speaking in your life, who's giving you technical advice, who's giving you business advice, financial advice, leadership advice, all those things. There are plenty of opinions and everybody is entitled to one, but they're not all created equal. And, you know, if you don't believe me, just go ask a business question in one of the groups and see if all the answers are consistent. Like, ask a tough question. Ask a question that requires expertise to answer properly and see if everybody agrees. They won't agree. I mean, they just won't. It would be very polarizing. So anyway, I'm going to get to this special interview to start off Monday. I hope you guys have an awesome week this week. I hope you make progress. I hope you can get encouraged and motivated and fired up and ready for what this year can hold for you, because you have so much more control than you think, and you're going to exercise that control through massive action, not massive action by overthinking and over listening to 8 billion teaching videos and podcast. You're gonna do massive action in the street. You're gonna network. You're gonna hire people. You're gonna lead people. You're gonna inspire your team. You're gonna get clear on the things you need to get clear on, and you're gonna focus on one thing at a time to knock down in your business, one obstacle at a time, one system at a time. You're gonna do it. I know you're gonna do it. I believe in you, and hopefully you'll enjoy my very unique interview with Mr. Rupert Puddles, who has had a lot of views on some of his Facebook videos. Let's take a listen to what he has to say. Hey, everybody. Josh here. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. Today, I have a special guest. I've gotten several emails and messages and LinkedIns and all kinds of stuff from people asking me to interview this gentleman. I did a little bit of research before the interview, and honestly, I'm a little bit concerned, but due to popular demand, I figured I'd give him a few minutes of airtime to see if there's anything valuable he can share. If you haven't heard of him, his name is Rupert Puddles, and he's from North South Arkansas, according to his Facebook page. I didn't know North South Arkansas was a thing. And he claims to be a business expert and a business guru. Anyway, I appreciate your time, Rupert. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Josh. Thank you so much for having me.
So, I guess let's start at the beginning. You've made a little bit of noise on social media. I'm on your Facebook page. You have a video giving people tips on how to do pressure cleaning as a professional and has about 15,000 views. Where did that come from? What's your deal? What do you do? What's your background?
Well, Josh, you know, my second daddy always told me that you need to work hard to make a dollar. And, you know, I've made dozens of dollars over the years. And I just thought it'd be nice to give back, you know what I mean?
Okay. So you're giving back by creating these videos? Or, I mean, what's your specialty? What business are you in, Rupert?
Well, I've made dozens of dollars and dozens of businesses. I am considered a business growth expert. I'm very well known here in North South Arkansas. I do a lot of things. I mean, I am a licensed realtor. Well, I'm not licensed, but the same difference. I'm an insurance agent. I got a lawn care company. I'm a landscape expert. I'm a cleaning expert. All kinds of cleaning. It don't matter what kind of clean. Oh, Rupert, get a clean for you. Even teeth, baby. Yeah, many more things. So at the end of the day, I just know how to get stuff done. You know what I'm saying?
I guess, okay. I guess I kind of know what you're saying. Well, is there anything you can share with our audience? They wanted me to talk to you. Do you have any tips on building a successful business? I mean, do you have employees? Do you have...
Well, I'll tell you, I'll just stop you right there, Josh. You know, employees, everybody gets all hung up, thinks that's a real hard part. Man, that ain't the hard part. That's why Craigslist was invented, is to help you find employees. Now, it's very important that your employees are 100% utterly financially dependent on you, and never pay them on the same day.
Hold on, let me just step in there. Did you say don't pay your employees on the same day? Why would you say something like that?
Well, like I just said, Josh, if you'd let me finish, you want them to be utterly financially dependent on you. So, for example, I got my nephew Cletus working with me right now. And when it comes Friday, he says, "Hey, Rupert, am I getting paid today?" I said, "Boy, you know you get paid on Monday." And then Monday comes around and he says, "Rupert, it's Monday, am I getting paid?" And I say, "Boy, you know we get paid on Fridays." Now, some people might think that's a little mean, but it's just a good way to hedge your risk working with a bunch of 100% disposable employees. You know what I'm saying? You feeling me?
I'm not feeling you at all. That sounds like horrible advice, honestly. I mean, no disrespect, but what do you mean employees are 100% disposable?
Well, that's what I meant when I said Craigslist. You can always get another one, you know. And at the end of the day, you're the one that's going to make it happen, Captain. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my tips. Those are the things that have helped me make dozens of dollars. So you do with it what you need to. But if you're smart, you're going to listen to good old Uncle Rupert.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just let that stand as it is. let me ask you about this video that you made. You have this video on Facebook teaching people, and I had a pressure cleaning business myself for many years, Rupert, and from the best that I can tell, this video is telling people that they need to use the red tip when they're pressure washing a house, which every professional pressure washer knows that that's like the one tip you would never use for anything. It just damages everything. It leaves lines in siding. It's too high of pressure. I'm confused as to why you're telling people to do that.
Well, it's real simple, Josh. It's all about demonstrating your raw power. You know, why do you think old Rupert wears a cutoff t-shirt? To show them the raw power, baby. Why does Rupert use only the red tip? Because let me tell you something. There's only one tip, baby. The red tip. It's to show the raw power. Who are they going to hire? Let's be honest for a second, okay? You come in there with a soft wash and low pressure and a high price and a demonstration that looks like a bunch of pansies. Or are they going to hire good old Rupert with a nice rock bottom low price and the red tip? My demonstration's full of raw power, baby.
Okay, cool. Rupert, hey, listen, I respect you. Everybody has a right to their opinion. Everybody, if you want to meet Rupert, I'm not sure why you would want to, but if you do want to, he is on Facebook somehow. You can go to facebook.com/Rupert Puddles.
Yeah, and there's two P's in Rupert, and there's two D's in Puddles. You do those two things, you'll be all right. You'll find me.
Okay, Rupert. Well, hey, listen, I appreciate you coming on the show. I guess I'll just wait and see what kind of feedback we get from this interview, and we'll go from there.
Well, thank you, Josh. You know, the more people I can help make dozens of dollars, the better. And I hope y'all have a great day, and remember, America.
Well, that was weird. Give me some feedback on that. That was entertaining, maybe. I don't know. My opinion is Rupert gives very, very bad advice. But, you know, we can learn something from anybody, right? Let me know if you guys want me to have Rupert back on. If you have any questions that you'd like me to ask him, email josh@sendjim.com and just put Rupert question in the subject line, and I'll see if I can maybe get him back on if that's what you guys want to hear. Other than that, you guys take care. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you loved today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.